Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 253 for Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. This is an airport update from the Omaha Airport. I have not done one of these in a while. I don't remember whether I did one for 2023. I believe I did one for 2022. But we are currently undergoing a very big airport expansion. We are a growing metro area, and apparently there is demand for air travel that outstrips the supply that this airport can provide. So we are in the middle of a lot of construction, and have been for some time now. The pickup drop-off road is a bit of a mess, and the lanes for regular passenger pickups and air parking shuttle pickups keep getting rearranged, but I had no problem dealing with that today. I had to take a shuttle over from the economy parking lot, which is fine. I'm used to that now. I've done it every trip this summer. And I came over to Delta's terminal, which is at the south end of the airport, which is, I only come here once a year, so I wanted to see it again for the first time since, I think, 2 years ago. I think when I came to Dragon Con 2022. They have the later afternoon non-stops to Atlanta that I like. And that's the only reason I ever come over to the Delta American Alaska side of the terminal, Terminal A, which is the south side. It's a little bigger and a bit more spread out than Terminal B, which is where the southwest gates are. And I discovered today that outside security at Terminal A, they have those little work pods where there's a little small semi-enclosed half wall with a nice padded seat and a little desk with a AC and USB outlets in it. So if you have a laptop or a tablet and want to do some work there, you can do that. So I drank the rest of my water bottle there and paused to get money from the ATM because, you know, you do that before you get to Dragon Con. Oh, and while I was looking out the windows onto the aforementioned pickup and drop-off lanes, I happened to see a FedEx truck with an actual real-life FedEx guy coming out of it in that drop-off lane for some reasons. Don't know why, but I like to think of that as a good luck charm. It's a Dragon Con inside joke. I think I've explained about Sailor FedEx in and the cult of FedEx John in previous episodes. If not, we have a Facebook group named Cult of John, or just ask me. Didn't have to wait very much for security. It's not super busy yet. It's only Wednesday. I know it's only going to get busier. It's a very nice day in here. The walk up to it is a little wider. Oh, yeah. The remodel is going to fill in the big gap between Terminal A and Terminal B with more space, and apparently just make it one big concourse, at least if the diagrams and artwork are to be believed. The ultimate result will just be one big, really long concourse with only one central security checkpoint, and the gates will all be numbered consecutively, and they will no longer need to have letters. my flight is boarding in about 20 or so minutes. So I will wrap this up and post it, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.